USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Wednesday evening, 10 Israeli hostages in Gaza were released just hours before the expiration of the truce between Israel and Hamas. The Qatar foreign minister stated that the release was in exchange for 30 Palestinian prisoners, including an American-Israeli dual national. Currently, 145 individuals remain hostages, and discussions are reportedly underway for a potential extension of the deal. Henry Kissinger is dead at the age of 100. The former diplomat and political scientist passed away at his home in Connecticut. Kissinger served as National Security Advisor, later as the U.S. Secretary of State under both Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. He earned the Nobel Peace Prize in 1973 for negotiating a ceasefire in Vietnam. House Republicans are intensifying their impeachment inquiry into President Biden. James Comer, chairman of the Oversight Committee, announced that the multiple committees will interview members of the Biden family and their associates in the coming months.
Joe Biden has repeatedly lied to the American people about his family's corrupt influence peddling schemes. Our investigation has revealed how Joe Biden knew of, participated in, and benefited from his family's cashing in on the Biden name around the world.
Comer expressed openness to have Hunter Biden testify publicly at a later date. Republicans allege that the president engaged in an influence peddling scheme and unlawfully gained from his family's foreign business transactions. President Biden has consistently denied these accusations. Pope Francis has decided to cancel his scheduled attendance at the COP28 climate meeting in Dubai. The Vatican cited ongoing recovery from the flu and accompanying lung inflammation as the reasons for the Pope's withdrawal. The 86-year-old Pope expressed deep regret, but agreed to stay home. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
At least one person is dead following the crash of a U.S. military Osprey aircraft into the sea off the coast of western Japan. The Coast Guard says there were six crew members on board. Witnesses observed the aircraft's left engine on fire as it crashed today. Washington, D.C. had wind gusts yesterday of more than 30 miles per hour, knocked over the National Christmas tree. It was later in the afternoon, so crews were working into the evening hours to right it again and fix any lights or bulbs that were damaged in time for tomorrow's National Christmas Tree Lighting Ceremony. In a televised face-off this week, Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom will engage in a red versus blue showdown.
The 90-minute special provides an opportunity for each governor to present their distinct ideologies on a national platform. Moderated by Fox News host Sean Hannity, the debate will cover crucial issues such as the economy, inflation, abortion, gun control, immigration, and homelessness. The political heavyweight matchup will unfold on the debate stage in Alpharetta, Georgia, airing on the Fox News channel at 9 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. I'm John Schaefer.
Mark Cuban says he's ready to leave Shark Tank. He told the Showtime podcast All the Smoke that the next season of the ABC series will be his last. Not that he needs the money. Cuban is apparently selling a majority stake of the Dallas Mavericks. The Adelson family is currently in the process of buying it. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.